Listen and Live Audio presents Mississippi Jack by L.A. Meyer. Read for you by Catherine Kelvin.
Prologue. Boston Harbor, early summer, 1806. Yes, we sailed into Boston Harbor on that glorious day, all of us up on the deck of the Juno. We, the students of the Lawson Peabody School for Young Girls, having recently delivered ourselves from confinement most cruel on the vile slaver Bloodhound. And yes, it was an absolutely perfect day. The sun was shining, the breeze was cool and light, and the sky was a brilliant blue. As we stood into the harbour, we were met by a multitude of small boats, all within them hallooing and waving and blowing horns. Fireworks were set off, and brightly coloured smoke bombs were exploded. We could hear bands playing on every jetty that we passed, the city having already received word of our salvation and imminent arrival. All flags were out and flying. As we approached Long Wharf, for that was plainly our destination, Dolly, Clarissa and I stood together, back from the others. We had decided that our last act as division officers would be to designate ourselves as the last ones off. It suited Dolly's sense of rightness, Clarissa's sense of aristocratic privilege, and my sense of the dramatic. Dolly, like the others, was in school dress, the clothing in which...